Continue in Shir HaShirim. We are on page 106. 106, Shir HaShirim, Perek Bet, Pasuk Tet Vav. 106. Yes. Ehezulanu Shualim. Shualim Ketanim, Mechabelim, Keramim, Uchramenu Semadar. If you remember, according to Rashi's Pirush, the Psukim here are discussing when Am Yisrael were standing right by the Yam Suf, and Mitzrayim is coming and pursuing them. So Hashem said, Yonati b'chagve ha-sela b'seter ha-madrega har'ini et maraich, let me see, to who do you turn your face? Hashmini et kolech, I want to hear your voice. In tefila, ki kolech arev umarech nave. Immediately, Hashem listened to the tefilot of Am Yisrael, and He said, "Ehezulanu shualim." Snatch for us those shualim, those foxes, shualim ketanim, even the small ones, mehabelim keramim, because their intention is to terrorize and to ruin the beautiful vineyard. Uchramenu semadar, when our vineyard was still young, the vineyard of Am Yisrael. Let's see Rashi. Ehezulanu shualim, shama hakadosh baruch hu et kolam. Hashem heard the voice of Am Yisrael. Like it says in this week's parasha, also in parashat Chukat, Vayishma Hashem. Hashem heard the tefillot of Bnei Israel when they went out to war against Arad, Melech HaKenani. Tziva et hayam ushtafam. Hashem gave an order to the Yam Suf, and it washed away the Mitzrim. According to Rashi, the mashal of the Shu'alim here are the Mitzrim who came to destroy Am Yisrael. Zehu, that is the meaning of Ehezulanu Hashualim Alalu Haketanim Imagedolim. Snatch, arrest, take care of these foxes. The way of the fox is to try to come and to ruin vineyards. He runs through a kerem and he causes havoc. So Hashem gave an order, Ehezulanu, hold on to those Shualim, take care of them. Who did He give this order to? To the Yam Suf. שאף הקטנים היו מחבלים את הקרמים בעוד קרמנו סמדר שהענבים דקים. Even the small, the young foxes of Mitzrayim, the young Mitzrim, were also causing chabala, causing damage to Am Yisrael when we were young. קרמנו סמדר, when was that? So Rashi explains all the way back, yes, in the slavery in Mitzrayim. Kesheita bat Yisrael, he gives an example. Kesheita bat Yisrael yoledet zachar, when a Jewish mother would give birth to a baby boy, vehitomanto, and she would hide him because of the gezerah of Paro. Vehayu haMitzrim nichnasim lebatehem umchapsim et hazcharim vatinok tamun. So the policemen of the Egyptians would come into the Jewish homes and they would lurk, look and search for the baby that was born, for the baby boy. Vehu ben shana uben shnatayim. And the mother hid him away, sometimes for a year, 2 years old. So what would the Egyptian officers do? Vehem mevi'im tinokot mi bet mitzri. They would bring young children from a mitzri home. Vetinok mitzri medaber. And the young Egyptian toddler is talking in the Jewish home, and naturally, what happens? Ve'tinok Yisrael onehu mimakom shetamun sham, and the baby boy, the Jewish baby boy, would answer him. What does he know? So it would give away where he was hiding. Ve'ayu tofsim u'mashlichim oto la'yor, and they would catch him and throw him into the yor. So that's shualim ketanim. Mehabelim keramim uchramenu semadar. The Mitzrim were shualim, even their ketanim were shualim. Like today, these children of the Palestinians that they send as if to show that the Israeli army is out to get little children, because the Jewish people, we have nothing else to do but to kill little children, right? That's en lanu ma la'asot, rak la'harog yeladim, ken? So they send them these little shu'alim ketalim, ha'mechabilim keramim, u'chamenu semadar. It's an old story. Ve'lama kara otam shu'alim? Why are they called foxes? Why dafka Shlomo HaMelech is comparing them to a fox, the Mitzrim? Ma ha'shu'al hazeh mabit le'achorav livroach? The nature of the fox, if you ever see a fox walking, is always looking behind him. His head, he's walking forward, and his head is looking backwards to see if he needs to run away from anyone. That's the way of a fox. A picture of a fox, he's facing forward, and his face is looking backwards. Af ha-mitzrim mabitim la'achoreihem, she'ne'emar anusa mipenei b'nei Yisrael. When the Mitzrim, when the Egyptian army came and pursued Am Yisrael by Yamsuf, they were hesitant. They were running towards Israel, but they were looking back. Should we run away? Anusa mipenei Israel, ki Hashem nilham lahem b'mitzrayim. Shu'alim ketanim, why is Shu'alim written without a vav, Rashi asks. Katuv chaser vav. We're on page 108 in Rashi. Katuv chaser vav. Usually Shu'al is written with a vav. Why here in the Pasuk it's without a vav? Al shem shehaya nifra mehem shenimdad besha... Al shem shehayam nifra mehem shenimdad besha'olo shel makom. There is a pasuk in the Navi, in Yeshaya, Mi madad besha'olo maim. We say it in one of the haftarot of the year. Mi madad besha'olo maim. Maze sha'olo? This is machloket mefarshim. According to some mefarshim, sha'olo means footsteps. But according to Rashi, sha'olo means a fist. Tefach. Mi madad besha'olo maim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol, he measured the ocean, you know, by tfachim. He knows exactly the measurement of the ocean. That's mi madad besha'olo maim. So Rashi says that's why the word here, shu'alim, is written without a vav, to hint to the word sha'ola. Sha'ola is the fist. So al shem, why? Al shem shehayam nifra mehem, because they were about to be punished in that ocean, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known to be madad besha'olo maim. So even in the word shu'alim, you have a hint to who the problem was. That's the Mitzrim. Why they are called shu'alim, and also how did they find their end? We go on to pasuk tetzayin on page 110. Dodi li va'ani lo haro'e bashoshanim. My beloved is to me, and I am for him. Haro'e bashoshanim, the one who shepherds me among roses. Rashi says, Dodi li va'ani lo. Listen to every single holy word of Rashi here. So beautiful. Hu kol tzerachav tava mimeni. Velo tziva ela li. First Rashi explains the first two words. Dodi li. My beloved, that means Hashem, is for me. What does that mean? Dodili is for me. He demands from me everything. He expects, utovea mimeni. He expects from me the best and only from me. Dodi li. What does that mean? Asu Pesach. He tells us to do the Pesach. Kadeshu bechorot, to sanctify the firstborn. Asu Mishkan. He told us to build the Mishkan. Hakrivu olot. He tells us to bring korbanot. Ve'lo tava me'uma acheret. He didn't ask this from any other nation, only from us. Dodi li. Look how Rashi is explaining the expression of the love that's in this pasuk. You know, if you'd ask anybody to explain what's dodi li, Hashem is for me, he takes care of all my needs. That's the most natural way to explain. It's amazing how Rashi's mind went into this angle. Dodi li, Hashem is for me. What does that mean? He expects from me. He asks everything he wants. He asks from me, because he knows that I will do it for him. And now we continue. Va'ani lo. And I reciprocate. Kol tzerachai, all my needs. tavati mimenu. I ask only from him. Velo me'elohim acherim. Not from any other gods or powers or forces. It's so beautiful to look at that. In other words, according to Rashi, this pasuk is saying, is telling us how to look at mitzvot. All the mitzvot that we have, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, these are things that he wanted. Kivyachol, these are the needs, the tzrachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As mimi hu yishal et tzrachav im lo meitanu. He asks from us that which he needs. Ez a yofi shel pirush. You read this pirush, you can't get over it. Dodi li, echu li, al yedei shehu shoel mimeni hakol. He asks from me everything. He expects from me. So how do we repay Hashem? By expecting everything only from him. If I need something, I ask him. That's it. Because when he needs something, he asks only me. Wow. Ez a pirush shel Rashi. Shall asot mize mat'amim, mat'amim. Wow. Haru'e et tzono bashoshanim. He is the one who shepherd his tzon, his flock, among roses. What does that mean? Bemir'e tov ve'noach ve'yafe. Where does a good shepherd take his flock? In a place that is very comfortable, very convenient, lush, beautiful, comfortable. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, when we went into the Midbar, it was Dodi li va'ani lo haro'e bashoshanim. By the way, don't get mixed up with a different pasuk. The more popular pasuk is Ani le dodi ve'dodi li. That's later on. It sounds the same. It's just the reverse. That's later on. But this is a different pasuk. First, Dodi li va'ani lo. Maybe you could explain. We all know there is itaruta de le'ela. There is itaruta de le'tata. There is the awakening that comes from above. There is the awakening that comes from us. That we stir. So first, the earliest pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it starts from the other way. Dodi li, Hashem is for me, va'ani lo. That's itaruta de le'ela. In fact, Yetziat Mitzrayim is known that that's how it worked. Hashem didn't wait for us. Hashem, he brought his good from him without us having to awaken it from down below. But after without us initiating, he initiated. Very good. But then, afterwards, later on, the pasuk says the other way. Ani le dodi, I initiate ve dodi li. So this is, here we say dodi li va'ani lo haro'e bashoshanim. Rabbi Rachamim, you were saying something?
Yeah, I want to add on to the bashoshanim. Haro'e bashoshanim. Haro'e bashoshanim. He needs them, the text, bashoshanim, because they have thorns.
Just like the rose is protected.
Yafemel,
beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us just like he created the roses in a way that has beautiful protection, and they're beautiful at the same time. That's a beautiful addition. Thank you. We have one more minute. It sort of turns the sour. The tone here is going to become a little bit sad now, because what we were describing is how Hashem was taking care of us when he took us out of Mitzrayim and when we started our journey in the Midbar. Unfortunately, it came to a certain end when we sinned with the Chet HaEgel. Ad sheyafuach hayom venasu atzelalim. Until the day became very hot. Kacha Rashi masbir, ad sheyafuach hayom. Venasu atzelalim, and the shade began to disperse. Sov de melech adodi litzvi. My great beloved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turned around. He turned away from us. And he was likened to a deer, ole ofer ha'ayalim, to the quick rams who run away, al hare bater, to the mountain tops, to the hilltops. How do I know to explain the pasuk this way? That's Rashi. There are many different mefarshim on this pasuk. Not everybody agrees, or not everybody explains the pasuk like Rashi, but our commitment in this round of Shir HaShirim is to Rashi. So let's see. Ad sheyafuach hayom musav lamikra shel ma'ala. This is going back on the pasuk before. Nemala imenu. On page 112. Dodi li va'ani lo. When was it dodi li va'ani lo? This beautiful relationship, two-way relationship, ad zman shegaram he'avon, until the time that we sinned, u'shezafatni hashamesh, and we were beaten by the heat of the sun, kechom ayom vegavar hasharav. Ve'nasu atzelalim, and the tzelalim, minashon tzel, the shade, dispersed. Shade is protection. Our protection went away for a little while. Chatanu ba'egel, chatanu ba'meraglim, ve'nasu atzelalim, zechuyot ha'meginot alenu. The merits, the zechuyot that were protecting us, they left us. Parakti ulo, because I took off his yoke from me. Sov demelecha dodi, garamti lo liistalek me'alai al heharim ha'muflagim imeni. I caused him to turn away from me towards the hilltops. Bater lashon chalika ve'aflaga. Bater, bater means to cut in the middle. If you look at mountains from far, it looks like the mountains are chopped in the middle. High, low, high, low. And also the top of the mountain is very sharp. That's called Hare Vater. So the Perek Bet, ends off on a sad note. And the beginning of Perek Gimel will begin from Al Mishkavi Balelot Bikashti, when we are in Galut and we are searching for Hashem to come back to us. So we'll see that Bezat Hashem when we continue. So today we learned, Baruch Hashem, Pasuk, Tetvav, Tetzayin, and Yudzayin, and we thereby finished Perek Bet. Rabbi Chananah ben Akashia Omer, Ratzak.